This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Tuesday, May 5th, 2020 global transmission, 181 days out from the election. And if you think the COVID-19 globalist hysteria is the only weapon being launched against the United States, think again. They've got more tricks up their sleeves, but already the world, by every metric, is entering the greatest depression in history. There's no turning back from that now. The only question is, how bad will it get? I kind of slid into my chair as the music was already rolling here because we've got several guests in studio and a bunch of documentation and research that I was doing right up until the moment. Again, I slid into here like I was coming in fast to home plate. It's all crystallized. It's all completely clear now. We're inside the New World Order, and it just gets more dystopic from here until we start resisting and not complying and exposing what's really happening. But there are now hundreds of doctors and nurses in the U.S. and the U.K. and Europe that have come out and said, we're ordered to say when somebody gets hit by a car or dies of cancer, when we test them and we find the genetic material of ever having a coronavirus, which everybody has, to say they died of coronavirus. That's now confirmed. And so when anybody does get a respiratory problem or get sick, there's a total panic. They get scared. They run into the hospital. They intubate them. And they kill your ass because you don't need to be on a respirator. And they just pump your lungs up, chain your ass down, and kill you. And that's because the hospitals are following what they're told to do. They've tested the bioethics boards. And for those who don't know what bioethics boards are, we're going to talk about it coming up with the David Knight in studio later. But David Knight, 6 years ago, had, when he was filling in for me one day, it was on my show, he had a guest on, several guests that were nurses that contacted him and showed their documentation. And I'm really pushing to get those nurses back on, or other nurses, or have a medical whistleblower hotline that I guess we'll launch an email today to talk about COVID right now and expose that. But also how the pediatric nurses, the preemie nurses with the premature babies, would get respirators ready when the bioethics board at the hospital would order them to inoculate 2-pound, 3-pound babies. Almost all of them would die. So the nurses would then say, we're going to keep them alive and battle with respirators. And the bioethics board would just say, hey, just get rid of them. And so that's what this is eugenics. And that's what's being carried out. And people hear me tell a story like that, it sounds otherworldly, but that's actually come out in the news. Up till about 10 years ago, you didn't give a pregnant woman vaccines. It said on the inserts, don't do it. You didn't give somebody that was already sick a vaccine. It could kill you. That's just known fact, not debatable. But the vaccine companies doubled down their population control and said, we're just going to do it one way or the other. Well, Michael Savage, who is a doctor, came out and said he will not be taking the COVID-19 vaccine and that it's very, very dangerous. And I concur with him as well. And he goes over the reasons for that. So we've got a clip of that coming up as well. We're going to have David Knight in studio with us coming up at the bottom of the hour to go over the graphs, the numbers, the facts, the research, and showing that they have absolutely lied. All these major graphs, all these major institutions have been 100%, 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%, thousands of percentage points higher in death rate than what they said. But you read the news, you think it's the end of the world, and you see this COVID-19 thing bouncing along at the bottom. That's because they're attributing almost all the deaths to COVID-19. So if you look at it, it's a regular daily death rate in each of these countries, but they're just contributing all the deaths to it. We now know it is an ultra-massive hoax. There is a real virus out there. It does hurt and kill some people. But the reason it's man-made is it's patented and owned by the globalists so they can control the rollout of the control grid. Meanwhile, the third world is now collapsing into absolute hell on earth, and 135 million people are set to starve to death in the next year, according to the United Nations.
I'm always excited about InfoWars Life products. They're amazing. They're cutting edge. You love them. I love them. And they fund the InfoWar in the face of the globalist onslaught. But we have come up with a new product over a year in development that is amazing. The only organic hand sanitizer on the market with organic essential oils on top of it. And there's another innovation. It's the spray cap. It doesn't just pour out a bunch of thick, gross goo, but it's high quality and aerosolizes it in a really great way. I like to put it on my hands, rub a little bit on my face. It's got organic alcohol in it, so it'll spray it right in your eyes. But I just love it personally as something that's a moisturizer as well. So, this is a real innovation. I don't know why others didn't think of coming out with a hand sanitizer that actually has essential oil in it so it doesn't dry you out. It smells great. It's so refreshing. This is a big winner.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tuesday, May 5th, the year 2020, 181 days out from the historic election. We're going to have David Knight in studio to lay out a large spectrum of official graphs put out by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, by the Royal Society over in England, all of them giant, complete frauds because they're lying on purpose in a systematic way to create as much fear and control as possible and to force a forced inoculation as early as 2020. They're using it in all of the globalist-controlled areas of the world to absolutely crack down on the public. Macron has announced permanent limits for French citizens, saying you are now under permanent martial law. French citizens are being arrested who even try to walk their dogs, but the Muslims control most of the major cities and are allowed to walk free as if they were God incarnate. Meanwhile, we're facing the record economic implosion in history, and we're only a few months into this, and the blue cities and blue states are announcing they're never opening until America completely collapses. They're going to stay semi-closed to the election and then use every new death from supposed COVID-19 to hoard $39,000 into their war chest. And we've definitely cracked the code on what is going on. We now know. There are two different types of tests. They admit that both tests don't work. That's on record. Because one tests for the antibodies, but if you have the antibodies for any coronavirus, then it tests positive. And the other tests for genetic material, leftover remnants from a fight with the coronavirus. And that's the majority of the tests that are being done. And on record, anyone that's had a coronavirus infection, the average is in 10 years, but sometimes you don't show positive after 5 years. Sometimes you show positive 15, 20 years. For any type of cold, if you've had a cold in the last decade, you will show up positive for coronavirus. And then if you die in a car wreck or even a shark attack, they're now saying, that's not a joke, or you die in a plane crash, or you die of cancer, or you die of pneumonia, from some other pneumonia, you will be counted as COVID-19. That's why they've got the graphs. We'll be going over at the bottom of the hour, where suddenly all the deaths from flu and the deaths from cancer and heart attacks, those have all gone down in the graphs, and the exact same amount cut off that graph put over on COVID-19. Because the hospitals get $39,000 to begin with, $39,000 to begin with. I decided to do some digging last night and this morning, and the other money they get. When you treat COVID patients, period, the hospital gets, depending on its size, between $190,000 and $10 million. And it just goes on and on and on. So that's why they said, close up shop. We're a COVID business now. And imagine all the old people suddenly dying in the nursing homes, family not allowed to see what's happening. Now they're prisons. Now they're eugenics death camps. And notice it's the blue cities and the blue states that have perfected the corruption where you see almost all the deaths, because that's where you've got hospitals where you've got order followers who are very stupid with a few doctors and the bioethics board on top, like Governor Northam, who used to run the baby harvesting program in Virginia. That's why I went on TV and said, we don't need law enforcement and government involved. It's between the doctors and the mother. Notice she doesn't say father. And the mother decides to terminate and not resuscitate. That's a technical term. The baby's alive and fine. Then we keep them comfortable while they harvest the organs. Keep them alive sometimes 2 weeks. They have a special ward. Okay, we took care of your baby. It's gone now. It's in a ward. They wait till the orders come in for the organs. Keep them comfortable. And those nurses are making $500,000 apiece because they are carrying out Nazi operations. Now, I know this all sounds shocking, ladies and gentlemen, but remember Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, New York City, Los Angeles, California. Remember all the 60 Minutes pieces? There were five or six of them in the 90s about them caught killing patients for their organs. A guy would go in from a car wreck talking, but he was healthy and they happened to have somebody that wanted that liver. Yo ass dead. So, we're going to find the interview and re-air it. And we're going to get these nurses back on. But 6 years ago, we had nurses on who, again, said that they were keeping the babies in the preemie area alive. But then the bioethics board, that's the eugenics board, would order them to be vaccinated when they were 3 pounds or whatever. And almost all of them would stop breathing or dying or have convulsions. They knew how to give them Benadryl. They knew how to, because it's equivalent of, you know, being attacked by a killer hornet. And they would put them on a respirator and save them. And the hospitals are like, don't you do that anymore. Remember the Bayer Pharmaceutical got caught in the 90s shipping out to millions HIV-tainted drugs and with hepatitis. And it came out in court documents. They said, well, we don't need these hemophiliacs anyways. So until you realize the horror of the Big Pharma complex and how evil it is and how it comes out of the eugenicists and how U.S. Big Pharma and British Pharma created Hitler and created IBM and created it all. Until you realize who they are, you don't have any hope. You think they stopped with injecting black people in Tuskegee with syphilis? Everybody knows about that. That's the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the average doctor or nurse is a good person. That's why by the thousands, they're all over the place saying, hey, this is terrible. We're killing people. It's a lie. And what does YouTube do? They ban them. They block them. Cedars-Sinai comes out and says, Trump's right. This is a light treatment. We told them about it. They ban them because they're not John Hopkins that with the UN and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with the Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation, did Event 201 in October of last year, which was a coronavirus, 65 million dead, total martial law. Because you can get arrested if you're Bill Gates, if you're openly launching this op. So you have a drill. You have the drill while you're commanding the op. Everybody just knows, oh, let's run the op. It's a drill, and then it's the exact operation. So we were on the phone, oh, just checking in on your tabletop. How is that going? And everyone's drilled and prepared. That's why they had drills on 9/11 and drills at Oklahoma City and drills so the criminal groups can bootleg the operation during the drill. We're going to go to break and come back and talk about more of this, but now you're seeing, they told you, oh, just 2 weeks, Governor Newsom said, and once he had you in the trap, he says, hey, it's going to be years. Now, as I go to break, I want to encourage listeners to, just on a regular basis, protect your body, beef up your defenses, and be a healthy person. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on there, and all these people inside are incubating all these things that are petri dishes to then absolutely cause unbelievable outbreaks. So I personally am getting as much sun as possible. I personally am taking as much vitamin D3 as possible. I personally am taking a lot of zinc, and I'm taking a lot of X2 Deep Earth Clean iodine. That's back in stock after months of being gone. 50% off. Real Red Pill, Real Red Pill Plus is selling out, but I've still got it at 50% off. It's got the zinc, but all the other vitamins and minerals in the preglinone. That's an adult formula. Vitamineral Fusion is back in stock, still 50% off. And it's got, that's for adults and children. It's fruit punch flavored, so it really gets absorbed well. And we also have krill oil back in stock. And if you don't know what krill oil does, well, just research it for yourself. Also, Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula, is selling out. Despite all that, everything's 50% off. I said I wasn't going to do that this year, and I did in the first few months. But because of all this, almost all of our products are 50% off, and I want to encourage you to get them while you still can. Because the chain reaction in the economy, if not turned back soon, will mean the supply chain completely breaks down. Not just with meat, like we told you 12 weeks ago what happened. Now it's all going to unravel. We must turn back soon, or it's too late.
Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
You're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Frick and Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to lay the heavy facts on you right now. Next segment, you see my folder of research? David Knight's going to be in here as well. We're going to show you devastating proof that every model put out has been a conscious fraud by design scientifically. And, of course, we predicted they would tell you, oh, 2 years for a vaccine to make you beg for it, and then only a year and a half, and only 8 months. Actually, we may have one in 2 or 3 months, they're now saying. It's all been war-gamed. But if you don't read the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and the WHO, and if you don't watch 20-hour symposiums in Switzerland of the WHO, you don't know this. Well, guess what? I'm obsessed with it. I do know. And we can stop these criminals. But you got to admit, they're criminals, and you got to stop submitting. Now, let's lay it out. The big question is, will there be a second wave in the fall and in the winter? 100%, because it gives the globalists power, it gives them control of the economy, it helps them bring in the cashless society and the post-human robot society. This is Communist China beta testing in 2018. Their cashless society social credit score, it went operational this year. They're now operational. We're going into beta. The federal government, state governments, local governments, universities are all testing the social credit score that was already ready, developed by Walmart and MIT, given to Communist China for testing. Now Walmart suddenly has monitors up showing that scanning your face and social distancing. Then it matches your ID when you buy products at self-checkout and is enrolling you in the system involuntarily. It's all here. It's the rollout. It's the revolution. It's the takeover. So let's talk about what's really going to happen. If you want to release a weapon, it's got to kill some people, just like the common cold. But you need to own it. It needs to be patented so you can already have the DNA virus, not RNA, system set up, which they have. This is a total rollout. Gates is funding publicly 7 vaccines right now. They have special ones for each region. You're just going to get sterilized by this and have cancer viruses implanted in you. That's bad enough. But if you're in Africa, oh, you're dead. But let's continue. 7 special vaccines, depending on your region. This is a mass test, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand I'm risking my life telling you all this, but it doesn't matter because we're all dead anyways if we don't stand up against this. We're going to be soft killed, and then it won't matter when it all comes out. We've got cancer in 5 years, 10 years, or suddenly we're infertile. Because it'll just be, oh, we don't know why that happened. This is their plan. This is their admission. So all of us have coronaviruses in us. All of us have had the common cold. That's what coronaviruses are. Corona for crown around the sun. Crown comes from the ring around the sun. From sun worship, they would take a crown, and then that's where you get those Egyptian crowns and then European crowns and all the rest of it. It means the ring of fire. The ring of fire, just like the Johnny Cash song. I went down, 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 the burning ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. That's why 2012, they had a coronavirus killing the Earth children and the Grim Reaper taking them up to heaven in that bizarre occult ritual at the Olympics. Because they always, so many times I read, the ultimate bioweapon would be a weaponized airborne cold. But see, coronaviruses are in you. They're everywhere. Most of them are harmless. For every couple thousand mutations I was reading, there might be one that actually makes you sick. That's when you're run down and you don't have enough zinc and enough vitamin D3 on record. The NIH says that. But that's on the NIH website, not what Fauci says out of his mouth, because they don't want you protected. They want you desperate. They don't want you to know you get D3 for free from the sun. No need to buy our winter sun, by the way, that's about to sell out. But Newsom says don't go to the beaches. They all say France, don't go to the beaches. Helicopters patrolling the beaches. New York City, cops pulling guns on people and tackling them because they're the heroes. They're going to show you to stay in your house, to stay in that apartment building with recirculated air, and you get sick. They need more death. Of course, the average officer doesn't know that when he's knocking some kid's teeth out on the pavement and punching him in the head. He's doing it for his own good. You can be a carrier. Oh, none of you can be trusted, but the medical workers, they can all be trusted. When they get $39,000 for each extra person with COVID-19, even more when they die, there's a bounty now. It's now valuable to say you've got it, and the coroners admit, we're just told, put it on there. The medical examiners, the doctors, we're just told to say it. We've got a couple new clips when we come back we'll play for you. But this is the mind control. So all of us have it in us. So now all of us are suspect, all of us are bad, and now they're saying, oh, even if you've had the vaccine, it's going to come back, there's going to be new versions, so the vaccine won't even work. And oh, even if you have the antibodies, that's not good enough. See, nothing's good enough now because everyone's bad. Remember, the carbon tax states that all carbon is bad and that water vapor is bad coming out of our power plants. China's are totally dirty, ours are totally clean. So they mentioned carbon dioxide as a pollutant. What do you exhale? What do plants breathe? Carbon dioxide. Your carbon is bad. Well, your coronavirus is bad. You pick something everybody's got to teach you that you're non-essential. The human economy has to stand down. So the robot 5G globalist economy that they control, that's autonomous, that they program and will follow their orders, takes over. And is our imprisoners, is our jail guards. But they'll deliver us medicine and food. And that's why you heard Jeff Bezos getting everybody ready. He's going to have these 100-story buildings with hives of tens of thousands of drones that come out and they deliver your food and they take you things. And you're not allowed to leave. So they teach British children 10 years ago in little TV programs they show in the elementary schools about Megapolis. Look it up on YouTube. It's still there. And it's like, you're not allowed to leave your house without a special card. You only get meat once a year. And little robots are your friends and make sure you behave. But if you don't, you could be carrying a virus. They're going to have to kill you. And they even have shows in Canada now with their health minister saying, looking like a robot. It's crazy. It's at the end of Paul Watson's latest video, COVID-1984, where she looks like something out of science fiction. She goes, everyone will have bracelets and vaccines to be able to leave and travel or to be on the streets. And then it cuts to checkpoints leaving the city. We'll take you to emergency government camps if you refuse the vaccine. And it's just all dystopia. Instead of denying it now, they're just throwing it all completely in your face with pleasure. The end of human civilization, a total avalanche collapse of human systems. Because humans are dirty, humans are bad, humans can't work 24 hours a day like a robot bulldozer or a robot helicopter. But again, it's all about making you not essential, not essential. You're being taught, instead of us saying, hey, we're humans, we want a human world built for us, by us, we're being taught, oh, you're bad for the earth. No, the elites are going to teach you that you're obsolete and then make you obsolete so then they can release the real bioweapons and kill your ass, and the robots will go in, clean you out of your houses, for your children in place, and load you into trash trucks. We'll be right back.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plan. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Alex Jones here back live. David Knight's going to ride shotgun with us for at least the next hour. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is going to be joining us coming up the start of the next hour as well. We're going to be showing you graphs and documents and reports directly from the supposed most prestigious scientific institutes that told us we'd have 5 million dead, 2 million dead in America. And then now they're telling us, well, it doesn't matter if it's, you know, only 70,000. It's going to go forever. And you can't ever leave your houses again. And life as you know it is over. And only robots can take control of you and run your life. And then at the start of the next hour, we've got a compilation of medical doctors and scientists and others coming out and nurses and saying, we're being ordered with people that haven't even tested for COVID to say they died of COVID because the hospital gets an extra $39,000. But it's a lot worse than that. Small clinics get $140,000, $190,000 for just saying they'll treat COVID patients. Big hospitals, tens of millions. It's all incentivized. It was all pre-programmed and ready by the global bioethics boards that, again, are the same bioethics boards now that say, oh, it's okay to keep babies alive and harvest their organs. Because the bioethics board says that child has no value. So even though it's breathing, if we're not going to decide to keep it alive, we call that non-resuscitation. It's a technical term. You think resuscitation means somebody stopped breathing, you perform CPR, do the paddles, defibrillate. No, it's a legal term that they now take them out of the dead zone, the phantom zone, and say they can live because the doctor and the mother decide, and then they, quote, keep them comfortable till they die, and that many times harvest the organs. Mama might as well get paid the money for the organs. After all, she grew the little hot pocket that they think is not a human. So David Knight, who is, again, a host of the David Knight Show, 8 a.m. weekdays, engineer, great patriot, filmmaker. Here we are, and I want to walk through these statistics. I want to go over these numbers. I want everybody to tell their friends and family, neighbors, however you're watching or listening, tell everybody to tune in right now to band.video, to tune into infowars.com/show. That takes you right to the live feed. Share that. That's how we cause the chain reaction that shakes the world. We'll get into statistics next segment. But just looking at coronavirus, 13-year-old with COVID-19 died alone without his family around him, friends say. They do whatever they want now in secret. Now it's not just babies they're going to kill. Now it's adults. Doctors are incentivized to list COVID-19 on death certificates. Even USA Today confirmed that. This is not an opinion. Mass death in nursing homes. Turns out that that's a cash cow, it's LA Times admits. This has all been actuaried out. And this is the bioethics boards, the big corporations with the death panels going operational. David Knight.
You know, Alex, you talked about that 13-year-old who died with COVID-19. Now, there was a story that was out last week, end of the week. And they were talking about a young child who basically died and came back to life. And they said, died from coronavirus. And I said, well, you know, I woke up and they told me that I had coronavirus. And in the process of that article, and I don't know about this 13-year-old, I haven't read that one, but the other one, but they say they died and they came back to life. If you read that article, buried in the article, they say, well, you know, we typically see with these young patients, because we're not seeing reports from Europe and other places, we've got essentially zero deaths from young people. It's typically people have multiple conditions, people who are elderly. They said, we typically see some really strange symptoms that are not characteristic for coronavirus exhibiting in these young kids who get it and who die from it. And it was really strange because this child didn't have any COVID-19 symptoms. And then in the article, Alex, they don't say what it was, but they say this child also had another virus. But they don't say what that virus was. But they attribute it to COVID-19. The press does it. The CDC does it. First, they begin by saying, well, if you come in, you got respiratory issues, and no matter how many other issues you've got, you may be in stage 4 lung cancer. But if we find that you've got COVID-19, we're going to call that the underlying cause of death.
But David, then they added that,
we're not even going to test.
We're talking about it next segment. We now know this. We're going to present the evidence.
Exactly.
Everybody already knows this. Everybody I talk to is freaking out, saying, oh, my God, all the models were wrong, and they're saying the lockdown's even worse now, and they know there's a global depression.
Yeah.
People now understand that the trap is closed. Americans were willing to go along with this because they believed it might help somebody. Now that they know it's overall a giant hoax and a power grab, they're getting really pissed. What do you think people need to do? What does Trump need to do?
Well, let me tell you what the next... Oh, Trump's got to get rid of Fauci, and he's got to get rid of Birx, because they're the people who are scaring the population. The next phase of this, Alex, we can talk about what's happened in the past, but let me tell you what's happening right now and going to happen in the future with this data.
Phase two, lockdown,
right.
Total depression.
Phase two is, you know, here comes back. We're going to have the return of the virus. And they already said before anything opened up here in Texas, for example, when Abbott said, well, we're going to let people open up 25-50%. But they said already, look, we've had a spike. Now, what they're telling everybody, what they're preparing everybody for, is the new narrative is going to be, see, you opened up and now everybody's dying. So we got to lock you down hard and we got to keep you locked down. Harvard and Facebook and all these people say, we're not going to have any meetings. We're not going to have any classroom stuff till 2021, 2022, depending on the institution. They want to keep everything locked down. You just
had
to work.
All these globalist groups are openly saying, with big tech and Harvard, oh, we're never opening up.
That's right.
And then that sets the precedent. Well, they're never opening up because Communist China set the precedent, but notice Communist China is opened up. This is psychotic.
Yeah.
And so this is the West dying and shutting down and causing tens of millions of deaths worldwide, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. literally overstaying anyone that has any type of genetic material from any cold virus is now an evil person. I mean, this is a very well-planned operation.
They're not going to go back and defend their statistics, which basically are collapsed lies now. Instead, they're going to come up with new lies, and they're going to push a new agenda of fear. And this is the second stage, Alex. In the first stage, they had everybody afraid and sheltering in their house, OCD, obsessive compulsive, we're afraid of germs everywhere. The next phase is to attack the people who are taking back their jobs, taking back their liberty, calling them terrorists, saying, you're threatening our lives, because we've got statistics that show this has now gone up.
Right. That's the next phase, is saying people that march on the Capitol are Nazis and terrorists.
That's right.
People that don't wear their mask are terrorists. Even though the governor said, we can't make you wear a mask in Texas, I go in stores, they say, get out of here, get out of here. And I'm like, hey, you understand that it's incredibly rare to even die from this. They don't know. They're ignorant. They love it. They love getting into it, even though their whole future is being destroyed by evil globalists. They just, it's just another SJW thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you look at the beginning of this, they took the same approach that they took to mandatory vaccines, the same approach they took to gun control. You've got 2 dozen people that have been shot in a single shooting, so we're going to take guns from millions of people.
Canada just did that. Canada's banned all
semi-auto. Exactly. And they did the same thing with mandatory vaccines. We had in the beginning of this year and also last year, we got a couple of incidents where somebody flew into LAX. They had measles, so we quarantined 300 people. Now, nobody died, but they quarantined everybody. They used this last year to start imposing mandatory law.
Almost no one ever dies of measles.
That's right. That's right.
Again,
everybody my age has already had it. You know, so we've got real immunity to it.
What they're doing is they're teaching everyone to be hysterical and to be mentally ill and to be neurotic.
That's right.
And like Fauci said, imagine if aliens landed and they said, humans may no longer shake hands. You see headlines in England, the police with binoculars see a husband and wife kissing in their house and come and arrest them.
Yeah.
Nigel Farage went down and showed the immigrant boats, you know, coming in and talked to locals about the invasion of Muslims and how 100,000 people are flying in a week right now to England. The police came to his house. So people can fly in to England all day, okay, from all the world. But if a member of parliament, a member of the EU parliament, a guy that could be prime minister, the main advisor to the prime minister, he goes and shows the Muslim invasion, the police come to his house. We catch you kissing your wife, you're going to jail. Imagine 1984, you were allowed to kiss your wife. In Islamic states, you're allowed to kiss your wife. This is a total anti-human cult, like these people are space aliens.
Yes, what President Trump needs to do. It's absolutely, you know, personnel is policy. That's the axiom. It's absolutely true. The policy is being set by Fauci and by Birx because they're allowed to stay there. They've been there for decades.
And the policy is the Rockefeller Institute.
That's right.
Is Event 201, is Bill and Melinda Gates. I mean, it's a fact.
But the danger here, Alex, is that, you know, as they throw these ideas out and as they continue to stand there and gaslight and panic the public, they're going to be afraid to come, even if the business is open, they're going to be afraid to come out and go to the businesses in Georgia. The guy opened up, he said, hey, we thought we'd have 10% of the business. We only had 2 people the entire weekend.
And that's because people have been buffaloed. They've been panicked. But, oh, the big box stores, they're all open.
That's right.
It's socially okay to go there. I tell you, shopping at big stores now is death. We'll be right back with the statistics.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Alex Jones in studio with my co-host, David Knight. We're about to start getting into statistics and numbers. At the start of the next hour, we're going to have a compilation, just a small portion, of doctors and nurses saying we're basically incentivized, we're ordered, we're paid to put COVID-19 into the books, even if somebody hasn't been tested, even if somebody doesn't have it. The funeral homes are saying that as well. Project Veritas has exposed that. This is a criminal action set up by Fauci, set up by the NIH, all pre-programmed for years with the Rockefeller Foundation, with Bill Gates. Here's just one clip of what's coming up. Dr. Scott Jensen on Fox News talking about it.
Right now, Medicare has determined that if you have a COVID-19 admission to the hospital, you'll get paid $13,000. If that COVID-19 patient goes on a ventilator, you get $39,000, three times as much. Nobody can tell me after 35 years in the world of medicine that sometimes those kinds of things impact on what we do.
And it absolutely does. A bounty on doing this. And doctors come out and say the ventilators are killing people.
Yeah.
But, oh, we need more ventilators because it's all in the blue states. I tell you, blue states are dangerous.
80 to 90% of the people who put on invasive ventilators are dying from this. And I had a clip that was put up by a guy who had 21 years experience as a respiratory therapist. And he said, look behind me. On this side of the room, I've got invasive ventilators. On this side, we have non-invasive ventilators. He goes, I've never seen anything like this in the past. we have somebody comes in with respiratory illness, first we give them the non-invasive ventilators. We're told you don't do that. You wait until they get very sick, and then he goes, because we can't test them for COVID-19 because they're so backed up on processing the tests. You send it away, it's weeks before you get it back. So he goes, we wait until they get really sick, and then we put them on the invasive ventilators. Alex, you add up those numbers that were just given to us, 13,000, 39,000, 13,000 for diagnosing them as COVID-19, presuming even, and then 39,000 for putting them on the ventilator. That adds up to $52,000. That's the average ventilator cost is $50,000. So they paid for their ventilator with just one COVID diagnosed patient put on that invasive ventilator. They paid for it with a $2,000 profit. Plus, they can charge them per day for the usage, plus all the doctor's fees and so forth. And the hospitals, you know, the other part of this incentive is the hospitals are going out of business because they don't have enough COVID patients, and they've been prohibited from seeing the other patients. So you got, that's why you see all these.
This is a design to bankrupt healthcare, to bankrupt the states, and have a, quote, globalist Marshall Plan that reorganizes everything with robots and more third world labor. How do I know? Well, it's the global plan, but Bloomberg came out with a plan. More foreigners and robots to save us, David. How surprising.
Well, think about the robot part of this, okay? We keep seeing people saying, well, here's what the new normal is going to look like. You're going to have robots that are going to help you with health care. We're going to have robots that are going to come in and sterilize the place. We're going to have robots cooking your food, robots delivering your food, on and on.
Because humans are obsolete. We
That's
can't
right.
go out unless we're in a spacesuit. Remember that image last year we had of the human on Earth in a spacesuit? We can pull up the article now. They say you need a spacesuit to go to a club.
Yeah.
And this all sounds crazy. The general public is submitting. If they came out and said, we've got a shortage of spacesuits, these, I went, oh, I want those, and people would wear them. This is serious. Let's start getting in to the statistics here. And we'll do this next hour to really get into them. We're going to have Robert Barnes in here, who's been doing a great job breaking that down.
Well, you know, we can talk about this a couple of different ways. And again, we can go back and we look at the projections from the IMHE, which is a Washington University. Murphy is the guy who is directing it. He created the model. That university is getting, and that institute is getting funding from the Gates Foundation. And so they were the ones that everybody was relying on at the beginning. Basically, his models that were coming out of the IMHE and also out of the Imperial College of London. And it was the Imperial College of London that scared the Trump administration into, you know, going with the Fauci recommendations and so forth.
And again, the same Washington. Institutes and groups and universities have told us all ice caps gone by 2013, all ice caps gone by 2017. They're bigger than they've ever been.
That's right.
None of it's ever real because they put the data they want in for the answer to scare you, knowing you won't remember later. But every one of those big bell curves you saw were crap. Let's get into them.
Well, you know, when you talk about the IMHE, they had projections for things like hospital beds. And remember, that's what this is all about. They were saying, you know, we've got the bell-shaped curve, the Farr's Law that goes back to the 1840s.
And you can't go outside because the hospitals were overwhelmed. Well, now they're not
that's
overwhelmed.
Right.
You still can't go outside.
This is going to spread so quickly that we won't have the hospital capacity and everybody's going to die. So what they did was they locked everybody down. And that's not what they did in Sweden, and that's not what happened. But that was what we were told, and we were told that we had limited number of hospital beds.
Sweden and Brazil didn't do this, and they fared way better than us.
That's right. They projected the number of hospital beds that they were going to need. That number was off anywhere from a factor of 10 in Washington State, where they came up with this model, to a factor of 9 in Texas. The closest they got was by overstating it by twice as many hospital beds that they would need in some of the interstates because they had not projected that it would be that high there. But they were off by a factor of 2,000 to 1,000% on hospital beds. When it came to ventilators, it was even worse. With ventilators, they overestimated it by a factor of 40. So you remember all this whining from Cuomo about how, hey, I got 400 ventilators and, you know, Trump, I need 30,000. What am I going to do with that? I've got to have 30,000. Well, he didn't need even the 400 that he got. And when they came back to him shortly after that, he said, well, you know, they're in storage somewhere, you know, and now they're dumping these things off because even though they can make money off of this, they don't have enough patients to make this work for them. So when we look at what is happening and most of this being focused out of New York has 52% of all the COVID-19 deaths in America. And if you take a look, you combine 41 states together, they have only 21% of the COVID-19 deaths. Why is this happening so much? Why is it so focused in New York?
Because it's a mafia running it, killing people and getting the money.
Well, that's true. I mean, we got a lot of different things. I mean, again,
they're compacting together. They're not getting sun.
They got the subway that's there, you know, that they're going to clean, whether they need to or not. They said at the beginning, we're going to clean it every 72 hours. We have about 4 million people come through every 72 hours. So every 4 millionth person, we're going to clean the car.
What about the big one, though, here, where they take the heart disease, cancer, accidents, strokes, Alzheimer's, flu, and they move it over to COVID? They confirm.
That's right.
Even Fauci and Scarf Lady admit this. It's a giant fraud end to end. Now the same guy with the graph way down there, you know, 10, 20, 30 times lower than what they said, depending on the graph. They're like, oh, but look, it's spiking. Oh, it's like molehills. And again, they're contributing most deaths that aren't that to it, admitting it. This is a gigantic criminal fraud. Talk about a paper tiger.
When they came out and said that COVID-19 is the number one cause of death, you notice that you had a radical decrease in heart attacks. And as one doctor I talked about said, what? Nobody's dying from heart attacks anymore? Nobody's dying from influenza? Nobody's dying from these other respiratory
diseases? And then they admitted, we're saying, tell people about the two different types of tests. Because one has the genetic material, not just the antibodies, that you've had a past fight with the coronavirus. And that's what I've read in the scientific journals is that's why almost all of it's a false positive. Because you can't tell the difference between the virus. And so that's why it's the perfect thing for fear. Because as they take the meatpacking plant, where they tested a couple thousand people, I covered this yesterday, and 300 plus were tested positive, all asymptomatic, meaning no symptoms. My God, it's so deadly. 300 plus people have it. Nobody even got a damn fever.
That's right. And they're finding that in the prisons as well when they go into the prisons. So why are we shutting down our economy over disease that people don't even realize that they've got because they're asymptomatic? And, you know, at the very beginning of this, I had on John Rappaport because this isn't our first rodeo with pandemics. It's certainly not his. I mean, he's covered these types of things over and over again. And Fauci has been there since 1985 in this very position. Of course, Alex, he was there. Coincidentally, I'll just throw this in as an aside. He was there in 1985. 1986 was when they gave immunity to the vaccine companies and said, you can't be sued for anything.
Oh, yeah. This guy's above Bill Gates when it comes to rolling this out. Yeah. Gates is the kingpin. When we come back, we're going to hear what Michael Savage had to say. You haven't even scratched the surface on statistics. We got a compilation clip of doctors and others saying it's all a giant fraud. But remember, YouTube's head just came out and said, we don't care what our basement dwellers think. This is on InfoWars.com. It's a quote. We don't care. We're going to crush your unauthoritative content. We're only going to listen to doctors. But it's actually medical doctors that are blocking and banning that don't go along with Fauci and the total fraud. There it is. YouTube's chief product officer insults his own users as basement dwelling idiots. That is the pride that goes before the fall. First, let me just throw this in. We have great products that you need, and we need funding to be able to just stay on the air. I can't get into all the things that are going on, but you know we're under mega attack. When you buy products here, you see how we stand in the face of evil because of your commitment to support us. And now as you see everybody being banned, everybody being shut down, as you see Candace Owens getting blocked, and as you see David Icke being banned, they're going to ban everybody. They now say they took Pentagon programs, the Democrats are using Pentagon programs to censor the internet with AI of, quote, you know, anti-government disinfo. But you can overpower it with your word of mouth telling folks about InfoWars.com/show, Band.video, NewsWars.com/show, and explain to people that the truth is still on the air. And you can get high quality, highest end fish oil, highest end krill oil back in stock, 50% off. You can get high quality vitamin mineral fusion, 50% off. You can get real red pill plus, 50% off. You know it's going to sell out. And we've still got storable food available. But let me tell you, you see the shortage is starting. They may have to hit pause again on taking new orders. Get your orders in now while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for a global awakening and pray for InfoWars and pray for yourself and your family. We'll be right back with the second hour.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.